Families of five people who disappeared after being arrested by a Ugandan anti-terrorism unit have asked a Ugandan court to charge or release the detainees. The Joint Anti-Terrorism Task Force draws its ranks from the military and police, and it's commanded by military intelligence. Ugandan military intelligence told Human Rights Watch the detainees were awaiting prosecution late last year.
They were in state custody at that point.
Maria Burnett is a researcher at Human Rights Watch. She says the Ugandan government has failed to account for the detainees since last November.
We have no information as to where they might be now, and that's a long time now. We consider those people to be victims of enforced disappearance.
Throughout the past year, the Ugandan government has released other detainees who are being held by the task force without charge. But Human Rights Watch's repeated calls for investigations into illegal detentions and torture have gone unheeded. In a series of interviews with former detainees over several months, Human Rights Watch found that the task force unlawfully detained more than 100 people and routinely used torture during interrogations. The victims said task force personnel beat them with guns, fists, whips, canes, chairs, and boots. They also described abuse that they call invisible torture, such as the use of red chili pepper paste. Human Rights Watch has obtained audio testimony from two of the victims. One man was held for a year and 3 months without charges, and without access to a lawyer or his family. He says soldiers from the task force told him they would beat the truth out of him.
They were not interested in investigating. They beat me until I said what they wanted to hear, that I was conspiring with a Pakistani against the government. They beat me and tied a piece of cloth soaked with chili peppers on my face.
Another man told Human Rights Watch that he and his fellow detainees were stripped naked and lashed with a whip.
They got hold of us and started stuffing chili paste in our eyes, mouth, and nose. Then they started beating us, and we could not see who was beating who.
Witnesses all described being arrested in the same way. The arresting officers did not wear uniforms, and they drove unmarked cars.
They would come up to an individual and basically grab them off the street. The individuals were not informed for the reason of their arrest. They were thrown into cars. They were frequently beaten on the way to the location.
The Ugandan government has repeatedly denied the allegations of torture. They have also said allegations of abuse will be investigated, but that hasn't happened. The Ugandan military has received counterterrorism training from the U.S. military. Human Rights Watch says the Obama administration and other key donors should pressure the Ugandan government to investigate allegations of abuse and hold those responsible to account. Maria Burnett says the issue of torture will become increasingly important as Uganda heads into presidential elections in 2011. Uganda's president, Yoweri Museveni, will run for office for the fourth time since taking power in 1986.
And there is a history in Uganda of the security services cracking down during election and campaign periods. So we are very concerned that if these kinds of abuses are not addressed now, we will see an escalation in abuses by the security services as Uganda enters into sort of full steam campaign mode going forward.
For Human Rights Watch, I'm Christina Salerno.